This is the Schnitt Show.
Gonna hit the phones here momentarily. Calls on Matt Gaetz from the Florida Panhandle, from his district. He's in the 1st Congressional District in Florida, representing a chunk of the Florida Panhandle. So we'll grab some of the constituent phone calls here in just a matter of moments as we're heard in the Florida Panhandle in a good portion of his actual district. Welcome back to Schnitt. It's hour number 3 here on a good Friday, a very bad Friday in Washington, D.C., and I have the press release regarding the loss of U.S. Capitol Police colleague Officer William F. Evans. William F. Evans. And I have a quick release here dated April 2nd, 2021. It is with profound sadness that I share the news of the passing of Officer William Billy Evans this afternoon from injuries he sustained following an attack at the North Barricade by a lone assailant. Officer Evans has been a member of the United States Capitol Police for 18 years. He began his U.S. Capitol Police service on March 7, 2003, and was a member of the Capitol Division's First Responders Unit. Please keep Officer Evans and his family in your thoughts and prayers. This is from Acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman. It's a terrible situation. Officer dead, suspect dead. Unbelievable. Let me go to phones straight away here, and I've got a little more on the text unraveling this investigation into Greenberg, which then put the feds sniffing on the trail of Representative Matt Gaetz. And all of this is separate from Gaetz's claim of an extortion attempt, which is just bizarre. It's just a fantastical claim with Robert Levinson, the former FBI agent that was kidnapped in Iran on Kish Island. Crazy. Just a nutty, nutty story with two different divergent storylines here. And I got to believe that Matt Gaetz has spent a lot of time with his lawyers. I wonder if he has, you know, come clean about anything that he needs to come clean about. Now, let's go to phones. And again, if you're in the Florida Panhandle, I would love to talk to you. If you are in the 1st Congressional District, if you are in Matt Gaetz's district in the state of Florida, the Western Panhandle, all of Escambia, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton counties. He represents a portion of Holmes County. The district is, bounded by, you got Pensacola, you have Navarre, you've got Fort Walton Beach. So those that are constituents of Matt Gaetz, I'd love to hear from you. 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999 if you want to get in. I want your thoughts on Matt Gaetz. As this story just this week, every day has had new blistering details and allegations. You know, now it's sex with multiple women and using ecstasy, allegedly. Let's grab Keith in Defuniak. Defuniak Springs, Florida. Hello, Keith. You're next on Schnitt. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Schnitt. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a prominent business guy I know that when Gaetz got first elected, he told me he was a snake. He didn't go into any details about it. But I have no issues with the guy. I say, you know, Trump supposedly had hookers urinate on the bed in Moscow, and that come out to be negative. So yeah. I say we just relax, kick back, let all the facts come in, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, listen, I never bought into the hookers in Moscow and the Trump thing. I think Trump's been involved in just a lot of interesting things over the years. That's just the nature of his personality. We I don't think we have any dispute about the Stormy Daniels porn star encounter, also the Playboy model, and then the payments. I don't think there's any dispute that that happened. Now,
yeah.
Everything Trump, no, I don't believe everything, but, you know, there's been enough junk in the Trump closet. And with Gates, you know, keep in mind, we're dealing with a lot of domestic allegations here. It's not, you know, foreign crap out of Russia. And we're also dealing with a federal investigation where you've got this Greenberg guy, the former tax collector in Seminole County near Orlando. That guy's in a schnit boat of trouble. And that's what led them to Gates. And it just appears that from reporting that we have so far, that yeah, there's plenty of smoke here, and that might lead to some serious fire.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And you know, if they would jump on Cuomo up there in New York like they're jumping on Gates, we might be able to achieve something on both ends of the spectrum.
Whoa, wait a sec. They are all over Cuomo. I have been all over. Wait a minute. I have been all over Cuomo on this show. And even the mainstream media and liberals and Democrats are eating Cuomo for lunch. So I don't know. I don't agree with you. I think you're trying to draw this inequality in a parallel fashion that, oh, look, they're going after Gates, but not Cuomo. No. Cuomo is being...
No, that's not what I was saying. I was not saying that in any shape or form. But now that Gates has took over the story, so to speak, so Cuomo's on the back burner, but, you know, in the end, it's all going to come out. You know, once everything gets in and we see all the evidence, and then we can make our decision, and everybody will get their justice.
Well, what is your gut? Just out of curiosity, what is your gut on this story, Keith? Do you think this is bogus, or do you think we got something here?
Well, to be honest, Nick, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm the type of guy, I sit back, let it all come in, and then show me the proof.
Hey, listen, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have no other venue to go down except whether I don't want to believe it or not, it's true.
Yeah, there's just a whole lot of detail that's coming out here for it to be false. I'm beginning to think that there's a lot of truth to the smoke. But listen, I agree. 100%. Yeah, let's see where this cookie crumbles, but right now the indications are that the crumbles are not going to be very tasty for him. Thanks for the call. James is in Panama City. James, you're on Schnitt. Welcome.
Hey, Schnitt. Hey, I wanted to say that powerful men throughout history have always had lots of women. King Solomon had 700 wives. He had 300 concubines, sex slaves, women that were available. Powerful men that make decisions, men that are true men. Our society is forgetting what a true man is. They're trying to do away with masculinity. And we're going to wind up with a society full of peak booted judges. That's going to be a bad thing.
Hold on, wait a sec. All right, so you think society is trying to do away with masculinity. So are you making
That's
excuses?
Correct.
Let's say that the allegations against Gates are accurate, that he took a 17-year-old girl across state lines and compensated her for sexual activity. Then there are more women that have been paid for sex, and he's doing ecstasy. And he was with Greenberg, apparently, in some kind of an ID scam cover-up by falsifying IDs at a county office in Seminole County, which I'll get to those details in a minute. You're saying that that's just par for the course with powerful men in politics, and, well, so be it.
What I'm saying is that our society puts way too much emphasis on sexual behavior and sex. I think that what we need to do is, if we're going to judge Matt Gaetz, what we need to do is look at these allegations of the IDs, these other things. The sexual stuff, I'm even on all of these guys, Al Franken. I don't think that should have been a non-starter. I think that the governor in New York. I think even though the first I hate politicians letter I ever sent was to him when he told Trump that he couldn't come back to New York, I sent him a nice letter telling him to not show up in Florida. But I think that his sexual things and stuff like that, I think for a politician, I think for a human being, that's a non-starter with me. I know there's a lot of people that have problems with that.
All right, James, hold on. James, hang on. Just answer this for me. What happens if it turns out the allegations of the sex with the 17-year-old are correct? Other payments for sex with other women, what if this proves to be true? What say you?
The 17-year-old I don't have a problem with. I know that Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin
You don't have a problem? If Matt Gaetz brought a 17-year-old across state lines and there was some type of compensation making that some kind of a federal crime, you don't have a problem with that?
I've been divorced and I've been in a number of relationships. And you're going to pay for it one way or the other.
We're not going to see eye to eye on this.
I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care who we're dealing with here.
There is no way that I can look past that. And I'll tell you what, the feds, if they've got a case here, they're not going to look past this as well. All right, thanks, man. Let's go back to phones. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. 800-801-8999. Chris is also in Panama City, Florida. Chris, you're next on Schnitt. Hi.
Hi, Schnitt. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, the caller ahead of me that was from Panama City, that's very typical of where I live. But I just wanted to bring up that I'm driving. I wish I could get the details, but I remember some story, I think it was last year, about Gaetz having some young Cuban boy that he adopted or something, and I haven't heard anything about that since.
You know what? Sue, we're aware. I'm going to have Sue dig things up. And, we had heard that Matt Gaetz had adopted the kid, and that's all I know. I can see if there's any update on that. What is the relevance there?
It's just as soon as I heard the story about underage girls, prostitutes, et cetera, that popped into my head. And, you know, it could be nothing. I'll certainly say that. But the fact that as soon as I hear underage kid, and I remember when I heard that story, it was just odd. It was kind of out of the blue. It didn't make a lot of sense.
I'm not looking at that as anything odd. You know, all the allegations here involve women. I don't think that they're, my initial reaction is that there's nothing there, but he's a 38-year-old guy, adopted a Cuban kid. I don't think my first inclination is there's nothing nefarious there. But again, who the hell knows what could unfold here? Chris, we'll look into see if there's anything new on this. We'll take a look. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. If you are on hold, stand by. We're going right back to the phones next on Schnitt. Back in a moment, folks.
The Schnitt Show.
Yeah, let's just be very clear here. Do you think Representative Matt Gaetz is guilty of these allegations? If he is, what should happen to Matt Gaetz? Let's be very clear. 800-801-8999, the number nationwide. 800-801-8999 gets you on. A lot of calls from Florida and the Florida Panhandle, and this is exactly what I'm looking for. Robert is next in Milton, Florida. Hello, Robert. You're on Schnitt. Welcome.
Hey, how are you, sir? If it's true, he's done, because this is the Bible Belt, and the people that voted him in, I don't think would vote for him, you know?
Right. And if you're in Milton, if I'm not mistaken, you are
Pensacola.
Yeah, you're in his district.
Yes, District 1. Yeah. Yes, I am. I voted for him this last time, but that's the first time I ever voted for him. I never really liked him, but, you know, the Democrats run, but they don't get but like 25% of the vote because the county's 85 to like 20-something. So,
you know, the amazing thing here is that, you know, you just mentioned how, you know, Christianity and politics work and how it's, you know, Bible belty where you are. But, you know, the behavior of Trump and him cheating on his wife and having sex with a porn star and the Playboy model.
Well,
and
then when you get into presidential politics, it's a little bit different. But, you know, it is and it isn't. But, you know, that whole election was between freedom and not free.
I think it's even greater than that. I think it's that when Trump is in the mix, it's just a whole different ballgame that a lot of the rules were just kind of tossed out the window.
You're correct. Yeah, just, people would overlook that part about him because it's Trump. You know what I mean? You can't hold him to the type of standard because you know the guy already. He's a known quantity.
It's a fascinating dynamic, something that will be studied for many, you know, many years.
Because Gates' father been in politics his whole life, so everyone thought this kid was clean. I don't know.
There's a lot of smoke here, folks. The whole Gates story is turning into a five-alarm dumpster fire. We're talking about multiple dumpsters on fire. All right, hang on. We'll go back to the phones. Folks, if you want to weigh in, do you have some insight on Gates? 800-801-8999 gets you on
The Shit Show. On the Schnitt List every day at schnittshow.com.
All right, you got Schnitt here in the final half hour on a Friday, not just any Friday, Good Friday 2021, the horror at the Capitol today and the loss of another Capitol police officer. What the hell is going on here? Also, in the middle of this Matt Gaetz mess, and there's even more since yesterday, which we've detailed, grabbing your phone calls, asking for your thoughts, your comments on the Matt Gaetz matter, especially since we have a lot of listeners in the Florida Panhandle. If you want to weigh in, 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999. Also slated, I'm going to try to squeeze it in, a couple of April Fool's Day stunts yesterday gone really, really bad. Yeah. Certain things, when it comes to April Fool's, you know, you can get away with. Other things, yeah, you're not playing with a really high IQ with a couple of these, and there's somewhat of a theme between these two stories. Hold on. I'll get to that in just a bit. Let me go back to phones on the Matt Gaetz matter. 800-801-8999 gets you on. 800-801-8999. Let's say hello to Will. Will is in Santa Rosa Beach in Florida. Hello, Will. You're on Schnitt. Welcome.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the program.
Good. Well, thanks. I just wanted to call in. I live in Matt Gaetz district, and obviously, after I heard a couple of callers call in and give such a quick pass, I wanted to call in and say that, you know, there's some of us up here that certainly don't give him such a quick pass. These seem like pretty serious allegations. You know, sex with a 17-year-old and trafficking a kid across state lines is a big deal.
What are your thoughts on Gates? Are you a follower? What do you think of his politics? You know, he's always
I'm not a huge fan of him. I mean, I've always voted for him because he's been the Republican. I'm a Republican conservative.
Right.
So certainly have always voted for him because he was our Republican representative. Not just a huge fan. I don't think he's done all that much for our district, to be honest with you. But it certainly sounds like a dumpster fire, and I do think he owes us a little bit more of an explanation than a centering this around an attorney in Pensacola trying to extort $25 million. That seems a little far-fetched.
Well, again, that's a whole separate deal. That has nothing to do with all of these allegations of the 17-year-old allegedly, the other women allegedly, showing nude photos of his sexual conquests to other members of the House. You know, pictures on his cell phone.
No, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, a whole different deal.
It seemed like his explanation the other night on Tucker Carlson was it all centering around, you know, his explanation was about $25 million extortion, which just seemed ludicrous to me. You
know, no, it's a whole different deal. He was trying to conflate. Yeah. He was trying to confuse the matter. And listen, we don't even have remotely enough information on the allegations of the alleged extortion, which completely separate from the federal investigation that apparently is ongoing here. But, you know, certainly Tucker Carlson was confused beyond description. He didn't know what the hell to say.
Absolutely. You could see it on his face that he was confused about exactly what was going on as well. For sure.
What do you think the feeling is? You know, you're in Matt Gaetz's district where you are in Santa Rosa. What county are you in? Which county?
I'm in
are
Walton
you
in County. Yeah, Walton
I
County.
So you're Walton County.
District.
Have you talked to other friends of yours or constituents or people that you know that also voted for Matt Gaetz in your district?
You know, I have, and it's kind of been a head scratcher because he comes across as a squeaky clean goody two shoes. I saw a report that said that he had a frat boy image in D.C. Certainly, I don't think around here necessarily people thought that. So it does seem a little shocking. And of course, you know, one of the great things about our country is you are innocent until proven guilty. However, it just sure seems like, you know, a lot of smoke. Generally, where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire. And I would, you know, as a constituent, would appreciate a little bit more of an explanation from his camp.
Have you called his office? Have you called his local district
not.
Office?
No, it might be hard to get a hold of him since his communication director resigned, but no, I have not. That's a good point. And I do not follow him on social media, so I don't know if he's posted anything about it or not.
Yeah, we haven't seen a thing. We've been watching. And, you know, other than what he's said already. And, you know, the curious thing, it seems that sometimes the loudest mouths in the room, and certainly Matt Gaetz has been a disruptor. He fancies himself. He fashions himself. He prides himself as this disruptor. Remember he walked onto the floor of the House with the gas mask on? Remember that whole stunt?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he's known for this. He's taken political positions. And listen, politically, I agree with Matt Gaetz probably on most things from an ideological standpoint. I'm just not a huge fan of some of the ways that business is conducted and, you know, sort of the show that's put on. And
I'm not see this eye to eye, 100%.
Yeah, just get the job done. Just represent good conservative principles. But the point is that a lot of times the folks that are trying to portray or to pander to, let's say, conservative Christians or play a real conservative firebrand role, a lot of times they've got some of the nastiest, deepest, darkest secrets that are all crammed up in that closet. And at some point, that crap's going to come falling down and smash out the door.
Absolutely. The higher you hold yourself, a lot of times the more you fall, or further you fall, I should say.
You know, I've heard it called, you know, it's a type of performance art. You know, you look at sometimes
right.
the way Gaetz has carried himself, the way that this imbecile out of Northwest Georgia, this Taylor Greene woman.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, what a disaster.
Yeah,
what an embarrassment.
I mean, total embarrassment, total disaster, a total a sore. I mean, we're talking about a blistering herpes sore on the Republican Party. You know, Boebert out of Colorado, I feel the same on many levels. I just can't get behind some of these clown shows that we're seeing. And listen, a lot of the clown shows are also on the other side, and I have been even more vocal against the likes of AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. Don't even get me started there.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Yeah. I have been all over the other side much more. But when these stories break, they are of significance, and we can't look the other way. Hey, Will, thanks for the call. Have a good one. Let's stay in Florida here. I love the Florida calls on this. Let's grab Ed in Brandon, Florida. That's Hillsborough County, just to the east of Tampa. Hello, Ed. You're on Schnitt.
Hey, Todd. How's it going, man?
It's going well. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I'm originally from Staten Island. I came down here in 2005, and I got you on the radio when I'm driving from my new Tampa, going down 75, and I said, I like this guy. And then you start talking about some kind of a thing that happened in New York. I said, I like him, and I've been following you ever since.
Well, thank
just
you.
Letting you know.
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Look, this Matt Gaetz situation, I agree with what you're saying. If it comes out where it's true and that, you know, so be it. But the thing is that it seems like this is me talking out. The mainstream media just seems to be more hung up on Republicans when there's scandals. I look at the thing with Joe Biden when he was accused with this Tara Reid and that, how it was like a little snippet. Okay, we get on with life. And that's it. And then it comes down to his son with dumping a gun there with the former wife of his brother and that. And like the mainstream media just doesn't seem to like crucify any of this stuff. But we go to Matt Gaetz now, it's like major. And don't get me wrong, you know, if he's guilty, so be it. I mean, I just want to, because I always thought you were a fair guy when it came down here. And
yeah.
Listened to you many times.
Yeah, Ed, here's the deal. On some of the things you're referring to, with Matt Gaetz, media's all over this. Keep in mind that almost simultaneously and over the last number of weeks, the mainstream media has been just ripping Governor Cuomo, Democrat, New York, apart. And, of course, you're from Staten Island originally, so you're fully aware of New York politics and, you know, Staten Island being, you know, more of a conservative Republican bastion among the five boroughs, a rarity, obviously, up there. But the media has been all over Cuomo. There's no doubt about it. When it comes to Hunter Biden, I thought that the mainstream media was lax, and I didn't think the mainstream media went after Hunter Biden enough. You know, we certainly exposed a schnitload of Hunter Biden on this program, and we'll continue to. In fact, there are some new Hunter Biden things that are out, which I'll get to in more detail on Monday's show. So stay tuned. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call. All right, 800-801-8999, nationwide number. Let me grab, what was that? What was that, Sue? I can't read. Sue's holding up some notes for me here, and I don't know what her notes are. All right, Sue, clarify for me. Yeah, Sue just dug up something, which I'll get to in a minute. Now, let me wrap up with Gaetz here because I want to move on to these April Fool's stunts from yesterday, which just idiocy. I just don't know who would think that you could remotely get away with this. So hang on. You want to laugh? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can laugh, even though these issues were somewhat dangerous. Now, these text messages that allegedly led to this unraveling and investigation of Matt Gaetz, the text messages are apparently starting to come out here. And this is what ignited the federal sex probe against U.S. House of Representatives member Matt Gaetz. And these text messages apparently show that Gaetz was with Joel Greenberg in Seminole County. He, of course, is that tax official who's been whacked with like 30-something federal charges. That dude is going away for decades. That dude is done. And apparently some texts now are showing that Matt Gaetz was with Greenberg when they were in a Seminole County office making fake IDs. What? Yeah, this story's got everything. During a weekend, apparently back in April of 2018, so 3 years ago right now, Greenberg went to the Lake Mary, Florida office of the Seminole County Tax Collector's Office. And sources have apparently seen these text messages, and they've given details. Greenberg was spotted on grainy surveillance video, and he was standing near a manager's desk with another man, according to the reports that we have from the Daily Beast. When the assistant branch manager went to the office on the following Monday, she found driver's licenses, which are typically handed over to the tax collector for shredding when they're expired. They were all over the desk instead of in the disposal basket. The Orlando Sentinel spoke to a source who reviewed the video surveillance of the incident and said that it shows Greenberg going through the basket where the discarded driver's licenses are supposed to be held and then going into a back room. Greenberg later became the subject, obviously, of the investigation by the Secret Service for identity theft and stalking, blah, blah, blah. This is in Seminole County. The woman was surprised to see the state of the office, so she went and looked at the surveillance footage and saw Greenberg with this other man and alerted her boss, who then texted Greenberg. And the text to Greenberg was, "Did you happen to visit the Lake Mary office over the weekend?" And he said, "Yes, I was showing Congressman Gates what our operation looked like. Did I leave something on?" Huh. Gates and Greenberg are longtime friends. Gates endorsed Greenberg, describing in an interview, calling him a disruptor who should run for Congress. There's that disruptor term. And, of course, Greenberg's now facing 33 counts, a 33-count indictment, and including the making of fake IDs, which is apparently why that whole 2018 situation in the office and then the surveillance video, why this came under the investigation of the feds. And then, of course, Greenberg's indictment said he used his position to hook up with girls ages 14 to 17, and then he looked up information about some girl between 14 and 17 in order to produce a false identification document to facilitate his efforts to engage in commercial sex acts, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Yeah. And then federal prosecutors allege that Greenberg took surrender driver's licenses before they were shredded to also create fake IDs for himself that had his photo but the personal information of victims who had dropped off their licenses. I mean, this is just unbelievable stuff here. And this is how apparently Gates got wrapped up into this investigation. And then things start to unravel. All right, then we have, let's move along here. Let's see what the weekend brings. Let's see what happens when we get back on Monday. But I've got two April Fool's stories here that are crazy. First, I've got Wichita, Kansas. You tell me how this is a good April Fool's stunt. By the way, April Fool's kind of came back a little bit yesterday. Still not full force. Last year with the whole pandemic, it was like April Fool's was canceled. And then it was kind of half-assed yesterday. But a Kansas woman was arrested on a charge of unlawful request for emergency assistance. This is out of Wichita. This is an April Fool's prank gone bad. Cops are saying that Arnthea Willis called a family member Thursday morning and said she'd been shot. The family member then calls 911. Dispatchers then send the whole gang, EMS, firefighters, police. They thought there was a shooting at her house. They surround the home. Blocked streets. Tried to find out if anyone was inside the house. No response. They bust in the door. Nobody's home. And then they find out that she wasn't shot. It was an April Fool's joke. Cops found her in a nearby city, and then they arrested her. Unbelievable. Then, listen to this one. Out of New Carlisle, Ohio, woman is going to jail. She falsely reported an active shooter situation at the Navistar truck plant in Ohio. The worker at the plant texted her sister saying that there was a report of an active shooter. The sister then called 911, said that she was in an office. They turned the lights out. There was an active shooter in the building. Again, the SWAT team, the cops from all over the place, swarmed this factory to find out that it was a stunt. It was up April Fool's. So she's going to jail. What is wrong with people? Active shooter situations, that's an April Fool's stunt? What? So what will the weekend bring? Well, we'll find out. We'll deal with it on Monday. Thoughts go out again to the family of the Capitol Hill police officer who went to work today thinking he would go home, and he's not.
The Schnitt Show.